the committee mandate to do further investigation on some of those issues which have been dealt with by both NPA, the National Security, BNI. I mean, I should put to rest, especially about the allegation that the 5 million liters of contaminated product was out and it was being vended to motorists and it was destroying engines and all that. That one has put to rest. We have to study, we have to take notes to what is right. After all the recommendations that is made, the committee is still have to work. And what we have to do is to further recommend appropriate, whereby tomorrow you not call the press again, or our friends from the minority will not come again and say that there's a contamination. The committee is to come out with, I mean, recommendations. I mean, is it about personnel? Is it about training? Is it, what should we do so that those contaminations will not hear of? We need to see how best you protect the taxpayers' money.
Acting Chairman of the Energy Committee in Parliament, Emmanuel Jemfi.
A thorough investigation be conducted.
I think the minister has concluded his committee's investigations already. Contrary to what the public expected to find out, people were really expecting that Ghana would, for one, not shield corruption, not shield criminality, would not shield wrongdoing. The NPA has indicted but severally and variously. I mean, the NPA in its preliminary report, I'm sure if you ask the NPA to write the same report it wrote a week ago, it would alter it, because there seems to be this class agenda to now shelve whatever has gone down and whatever seemed not to have gone right. I have indicated again that if you are looking for investigations in the country, indeed, the police CID also, I mean, investigates crime. Would it have been proper if the CID had jumped into this matter, had made their own conclusion, had gone to effect arrest when they had not been asked to do so? For this, COPEC is suggesting to the president that he establishes an independent commission of inquiry.
Executive Director of Chamber of Petroleum Consumers, Duncan Amwa.